This is Growing Native, and I am Petey Mosquiti. It's a beautiful time of year at our home near the banks of the Oualote. We received a share of summer monsoon that greened up our habitat. We've done a lot of mowing as well, mowing, and we'll be doing more mowing. Some mowing is cosmetic, like, doesn't our 1991 Marvelette look so cute with a lawn? You know, it's a very diverse lawn. There's no 15 or 20 species of mowed, glorious mowed weeds, no bluegrass in there. But much of it, this mowing is about fire. One does not need tall grasses, tall forbs close to your house, your barn, your cars. We've had two grass fires race through our place over the years, right up to our place and right up all up and down our driveway. And so we mow. And then we hire our sweet friend Jerry with his tractor and brush hog to mow more. So make some swipes around the place. But all the growth is fantastic. Even some of the drought-stricken emery oaks along the dry stream bed leafed out. 3 or 4 weeks ago, cicada nymphs started emerging from a few years in the earth, and male cicadas call from that riparian corridor all day. I love the sound. I love the sound of cicadas, you know, and I have no pity on folks who say the drone of cicadas drives them crazy. Maybe you should move, I suggest. The milder days, and I'm a little surprised that days have been milder. It'll get hot. But the milder days mean more snake activity of usually nocturnal species. And box turtles can be out longer during the day, not, you know, they're dawn and dusk, but now they're not driven into a burrow by searing sun. Toads are active everywhere. You see big toads and baby toads and little toads, toads so little they'd fit on a penny. They look like hopping pebbles. And I've been enjoying my trots in the grassland. I've always had this small camera that fits into the hip pocket of my old running shorts. And now I take it all the time. I stop to photograph snakes and spiders and special tracks and plants. And I'm not setting any great records of running, but I'm having an excellent time. I've learned that when the sun is out on morning runs, to stay in the sun and to avoid the shade of a mesquite or a wait-a-minute bush, that Mimosa biancifera. 3 years ago, a Mojave rattlesnake struck at my ankle as my foot came down in the shade of a mimosa. How and why he missed is anyone's guess, but I stay out of the shade and high-step it through tall grass, of which there is an abundance right now. Rattlesnakes of different species have different personalities, and Mojaves seem to be cranky by nature. And actually, having said that, the same can be said for non-venomous snakes as well, that as a species, they are known for, you know, a species may be known for certain personalities. And you're going, pity, snakes with personalities? Yeah. Yeah, I had the most wonderful experience. A few weeks ago, I got home late after work, and when I got to our closed gate in our drive, there was a magnificent coach whip snake. They're called Mastacophis flagellum. Here was this beautiful snake, long snake, stretched out in front of our gate. Coach whips are diurnal, so you always see them in the day, always, and they're always racing off at the speed of light. All the ones I see near me so far are the red phase, very pink, but not the black phase. So here is this beautiful coach whip that hasn't sped away, so I grab my camera and get out of the truck and start clicking away like David Hemmings in the film Blow Up. Click, 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 that shutter sound. Instead of racing off, it coils and uncoils its easily four-foot-long body, sort of swirls in the dirt in front of me. Cool, I shout and drop to my knees for some really close-ups and some ground-level shooting. Axassi, I say to that Mastacophis flagellum. Then that snake came after me. Whoa, I say, laughing and retreating on my knees, and that coach whip struck at my head twice and then raced off. Jeez. Oof. Later, after telling that story to my friends, I learned a nickname for coach whips is face biter. As you pick that thing up, it's going to strike you repeatedly in the face. Another friend turned the genus Mastacophis into Nasticophis, referring to its amazing disposition. Mastacophis is from two Greek words meaning whip snake. The species flagellum means it's a whip, too, a little redundant. But what an amazing snake that hunts during the day, eating snakes and lizards and cottontails and rodents and frogs and toads and obviously on the seafood diet, sees food and eats it, and yet so slender, must stay away from the carbs. How lucky, my friends, are we to have this amazing snake in our habitat. Very lucky indeed. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.